Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Oh, 8, 9, 1, 50, 50, 50, 50.
Yeah, I'll just program some drums.
Without the first, we definitely won't be the last. We'd like to welcome you.
Welcome to another episode of Not Another Conspiracy Podcast. I got that right this time.
And hey!
We have Dean Sauter in Michigan.
Hello.
US of A.
US
of A. On this side of the pond, we have JJ Jackson in beautiful, historic York.
Hi.
And on the southeast coast in South England Sea, it is me, Ben Mills.
Hey.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hello.
How are you?
Guten Abend.
So we have everybody.
Well, I'm good. I'm having a midlife crisis.
Yeah, we saw that.
Yeah.
So I'm now highly slim shady.
Yeah. Zinger and just go straight back to smoking. I like it. You were holding on to that one, wasn't you? You didn't expect anything, huh?
Here he comes, coming in, master.
OGSocks.co.uk.
Hey.
You can get your fast food socks. That's donuts. That's
nope.
What is that?
That's pizza? Donuts.
That's donuts.
That's burgers. There's pizzas. There's coffins. There's.
I
pizzas.
Really like.
I've got the pizzas.
Pizza socks.
I know it's not the fast food socks, but anyway, go to ogsocks.co.uk. 20% off with the code NOC.
NAC.
NAC.
Oh yeah, of course. Sorry, yeah.
NAC.
Knock.
Knock.
Can I just say, I really want a pair of the OG Rip socks. I'm getting those. They're like that. Like it's got a crucifix with or like a cross with Rip written on it, and a tiny little rose and barbed wire around the top. Looks fucking dope.
Yeah.
Big fan of those
the
ones.
The other day.
Oh, were you?
Goth socks.
Goth socks.
Goth socks. Ooh. They should change the name to Goth socks.
But yeah,
Goth socks.
OGSocks.co.uk. 20% off NAC.
Boom. Cheers, boys.
The more you order from
Def Soundbite,
the more you order from OG Socks using our promo code, the more likely they are to make some Not Another Conspiracy Podcast socks, I guess.
Ooh.
Right? Ah, yes.
If there's
that
like
actually
20
dope.
Orders with our promo code, they're going to definitely go.
Looks like these kids are going to be big, huh?
These guys need some limited edition ones, eh? Double the price, eh?
It'd just be some cupboards.
£6.66, eh? Oh, yeah.
Just a fucking wardrobe, just on the size of your socks.
That's definitely, if we get the choice, I'm having a wardrobe.
Steel cabinet.
Oh, brilliant. I love it.
Or socks with children's feet actually in them.
You fucking love
it. That'd be gross. I've already made that joke. I think I made that joke a couple of weeks ago. Cool dude. Hey!
Same joke, mate. So, this podcast is a bit like the Ghislaine Maxwell one, as it's a bit of a free-form update on what's going on in the world of conspiracies.
Right, yeah.
Now, while we decide what we're going to do next, and we'll probably decide that.
I think we've got ideas. We'll discuss them later, but as well, when it comes to the deep dive episodes, such as, say, like the 7-7 bombings that we've done and the Winged Beetle, it takes time to compile and research, like, everything to do with it. Like, unfortunately, life, considering we're half in lockdown, life's still kind of busy, you know?
And we're all working,
back
men.
To work. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You're busy as a bumblebee. Oh, God, I want lockdown again.
Real work. Well, kind of real work.
Right.
Scribble on people all day.
You're basically, so boring. You basically do the job of a child in school.
Right.
Yeah, I'm a skin clerk. Or a subdermal scientist.
A what? A subdermal scientist?
Subdermal scientist. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or just a shit terrorist.
If anyone's interested in JJ's tattoo work, please go to @tattoosbyJJ on Instagram.
Ah, yes.
Please do.
Check out some of that sick ink.
Yeah,
sick
bro.
Ink blood.
Yeah, bro.
Was it runner-up of E-Force Terrorist of the Year 2017? And they haven't done another series,
the
right?
The first and only, because they couldn't get
so
any,
you're,
couldn't get
no,
any
you're literally the second best tattooist of the year.
According to through a survey through Channel 4.
Exactly.
Like, can't argue that. That's it.
No.
Done.
Yeah. Channel 4.
There's no conspiracy there.
Unbeaten.
The bringer of truth, Channel 4.
Yeah. Only beaten by one person.
Yeah. Well, there was two runners up. They didn't give us a second or a third, so it's kind of a bit shit. But
so
I always say
joint.
Second.
Wankers.
It sounds better. Yeah.
It does.
Joint first.
Yeah, yeah.
And JJ, before we get on to conspiracies, are you wearing a macOS X Big Sur t-shirt?
I am wearing a West Coast Big Sur t-shirt.
All right.
Big Sur?
It's a really cool place in California just before you get to Santa Cruz.
It's the new macOS is called Big Sur. So I thought it was
It'll be a national park. It's a national park, so.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I did not know that.
I just thought you were being a proper Mac nerd.
I nearly, me and my mate nearly died there because we completely underestimated our bike journey, and we got there in the middle of the night, and it's completely just forests and trees and massive wildlife, like Bigfoot.
And mountain lions and shit.
Yeah, mountain lions, snow leopards.
What a way to go.
Kalina.
Oh, sorry, it was only that far on the map.
Yeah.
It's fucking
Del
Boy.
That's what it was like. It was awful.
Like Del Boy going to Hull and back. Oh, it only looked like it was that big. Fuck that, dude.
We were mavericks.
My uncle just recently showed me. He lives in National Glacier Park in Montana. He was just showing me a trail that we hiked on when we were there. This fucking bear, grizzly, chasing these like mountain goats. And he was like, just a word of warning. He was like, that's what we could have experienced. We didn't because it wasn't a bear at the time. But like this just humongous grizzly bear just going down this trail with people on it, filming it, just chasing after these mountain goats. Like that.
That is a really good bear impression, by the way.
Oh, there you go. Thank you, sir.
It was really good.
The idea, of just being in, like, I guess, like the suburbs where you were, and the fact that there could be just a mountain lion just like wandering through a neighborhood, just like,
it was
need food.
Unbelievable.
Trash pandas are around here somewhere, I'll grab some. Oh, look,
oh, there was
cyclists.
loads of raccoons. It was fucking mental, but yeah, good place, very good place. Highly recommend it. It's on the ocean, what's it called, Highway 1,
Ocean Drive. No, that's Miami, isn't it? Sorry, Ben, say that again.
I thought he said ocean, then he cut out, so I filled it in with a Yellow Card song.
Ocean Drive.
Backflipping violinist. That's
like
a real
George
conspiracy.
Harrison song.
It's a George Harrison song.
Right.
Sorry, so,
Ben.
Yes.
Enough of that shit.
Right, so there's been some fun conspiracy stuff this week, I think. And I guess an old favourite now, or what we've been talking about on and off, paedophiles everywhere.
Oh, yeah. Everywhere.
Paedophiles.
I saw a picture, I posted it on our Discord of clearly Bill Clinton with a prostitute. Did you see that?
Well, yeah. Sorry, go on, JJ, I'm coughing my guts.
No, I saw it and I was just like, I'm sure this is really old. Somebody said some Russian have just posted a picture of Donald Trump with a prostitute. Oh, no, wait, that's not Donald Trump. But it was Bill Gates. But I was like, I'm pretty sure Bill I've seen that.
Clinton.
Bill Clinton. Bill Gates. Oh, yeah, not Bill Gates. Not that guy.
I don't think Bill Gates has ever been with a prostitute.
No. I don't think he's ever been with another human, has he?
Or even like, with his wife.
Yeah, that's what I mean. His wife's probably just an android. A really, really badly made one if it's window-based. No offence, Windows. I don't know how legit that is. I haven't really had time to look at it too much.
Yeah, I'm still trying to find the picture on the Discord. I've already seen it, but I can't remember what location it was because I want to see it again.
I love... He kind of looks like the first thing my dad does when he gets to a hotel room. Like, it's not about anything else. He just tries to work out how to use the TV. He just looks like he's just
naked.
Like, just like this, pressing all the buttons on the TV. Yeah, we're on holiday. It's hot. Well, don't grief my dad. He's there with his balls out, just like, oh, look, there's just more Spanish TV. Oh, more Spanish TV.
BBC World News.
Only fools and horses.
Yeah, that's it. BBC World News. Oh, blimey, we're in Spain and we still get it.
And we're not allowed to go back to England.
But the reason I wanted to look at that picture again was because we've all seen the viral, it's obviously a fake image of the lookalike of Donald Trump where he's getting like a fake tan spray all over his body. Yeah. Have you seen that one? It looks like horribly similar, like in its quality and even just...
I know.
That's why I saw it. I was like, good meme. Like,
Sorry, man. Another one that's been, I think has been debunked, but one that has been grossly shared around the internet as false news is Joe Biden biting a child's cheek. It wasn't Joe Biden. It was the president of Mexico. So now at least we know they're all fucking corrupt. Yeah. Not just the American
I thought
ones.
It was Bill Clinton.
It's meant to be Joe Biden, but it's actually, they've just cut it off at the neck. But when you go down, he's quite easily wearing like one of those suits with all the floral fucking etching in and shit.
Just
like a mariachi.
Like the mariachi, El Mariachi, El Bronx. So like to all the people who are listening where I went crazy at the beginning of the week going, have you seen the picture of Joe Biden? He's eating a child's cheek. It's not Joe Biden. It's just another president.
Though,
it's fine.
Joe Biden might have accidentally bitten a child's cheek.
He
accidentally bit his wife's finger. Did you not see that? And then some reporter said, we've got confirmation from Joe Biden's wife that everything is okay. There's a picture of Joe Biden like this. I'll have to go. There's a picture of Joe Biden like sticking his finger, Joe Biden's wife sticking her finger out.
Yeah,
and he's just
that.
Like this. Like, bite her on the end of it.
Why?
Have you not seen it?
Why?
And somebody had to report to say that she was all right. Like, there's no blood.
News just in, we've just found out Mrs. Biden's top fingernail is slightly now jagged. I repeat, slightly now jagged. Back to you.
He is what a child is molester.
That's almost even more it's even just as nonsense as most of like transfer deadline day when all these reporters are standing outside football grounds. Well, we did hear someone down the local bookies that this person might be going to here, but apparently he ain't in the country. Back to you. Like nonsense fucking information.
Might have been why, what's it called? I don't know if I saw another headline this week that somebody was going wild about was Johnny Depp's finger was severed. And there's just Johnny Depp like lying like a corpse in this like hospital bed. And he's got this like tourniquet around his finger. And he's still got his sunglasses on and his fucking leather jacket. And he's just got this bloody tourniquet. And apparently it was like, no need to worry. It was just his ex-wife threw a bottle of vodka at him. It was fucking Joe Biden. He's not biting
Joe Biden's bit Johnny Depp's finger off. Oh, great. Well, I never saw that picture.
Finger nipper.
I'll put them all in the group.
In other news, disclosure is upon us. After our Bob Lazar podcast last week.
What timing?
The world has gone UFO crazy.
It's as if we have inside information.
Yeah, and it's like nobody seems to care right now.
Yeah,
like
no one's bothered.
UFOs, it's like, paedophiles.
Yeah, you guys probably saw me make the post on my Facebook of the New York Times article when that had that. I need to seriously find who it was that said. I'll read out the paragraph from that article that I was like mostly intrigued by. But like, I shared it on like my social medias and I was like, just pretty much the government and like the US government and the Pentagon have just literally sat here and said that they're totally aware of off-world vehicles having crashed on our planet.
It's
and
mad.
That there have been retrieval programs. Just so, although nobody gives a fuck, just know this is the current distraction piece away from like COVID
exactly
and away
it, yeah.
from Ghislaine Maxwell. Such shit they're going to bring down every single elite around us. What have we got, everybody? Then everyone's throwing ideas into the app. Fucking UFOs, finally! Yeah, go on in. Fuck it. Bring one of the locked up aliens out with them as well.
Give them an alien. Give them an
just
alien.
Make sure, yeah, just make sure they never find out about Prince Andrew being a nonce.
Maybe they're not paedophiles. Maybe they're actually having sex with the little green men and everyone's just confused. Maybe they put little wigs on them.
They're not kids, they're aliens.
Joe Biden's just sniffing that girl because he's like, I wonder if the green men smell the same as us.
Oh, they do.
And she's like that, get away from me, human. Get away from me, wrinkly old human.
What? Oh, my God.
Yeah, and I love... The first thing someone said to me was like, have you noticed that the guy who has disclosed it doesn't work for them anymore? I was just like, oh, my God. Like, is that not debunking something.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
He don't work for them anymore.
So like, I just...
Oh, yeah, he knows nothing.
I just want to read the part of that article that basically the New York Times released an article that was suggesting that, well, the title was No Longer in the Shadows, Pentagon's UFO Unit Will Make Some Findings Public, in the sense saying that they're, although ATIP, the Aerial Threat Intelligence Program, I think or something like that. Yeah, or something, I think it was along those lines. Luis Elizondo that worked for them, the group was apparently disbanded, and in the article, like, they confirmed that, oh no, we didn't disband in 2012, we've still continued researching UFOs. So like, that's like shifty in itself, the fact that the US government or the Pentagon has sat there and been like, that, what, that US UFO program, nah, it was a load of shit, we was wasting money, don't know anything about that, no, don't do that no more.
Immediately, all the people who were like backtracking after they completely ridiculed Tom DeLonge and Luis Elizondo
right.
and all them lot. All those people were backtracking, saying, "Yeah, but they've got to keep it top secret, haven't they?" I was like, "They've just made a public company, like saying that you have. They're not keeping it secret, are they?" Like,
yeah, exactly. So,
yeah, but once you leave the army, you have to keep things secret. I'm like, what, for like 3 weeks, however long it
is? Yeah.
He went on his vacation to Mexico, like, and then just was like, do you know what? I'm going to start a company with Tom DeLonge.
Yeah.
He's just on the drive down there listening to fucking Take Off Your Pants and Jacket and thinking, you know what? That guy likes UFOs. I'm going to share some of my information with that guy.
Okay.
Come on. Don't be ridiculous.
I want to read the particular few paragraphs from this article that really sort of jumped out at me massively. So it starts with this. Eric W. Davis, an astrophysicist who worked as a subcontractor and then a consultant for the Pentagon UFO program since 2007, said that in some cases, examination of the materials had so far failed to determine their source and led him to conclude we couldn't make it ourselves. The constraints on discussing classified programs and the ambiguity, very good word in Scrabble, might I add, ambiguity of information cited in unclassified slides from the briefings have put officials who have studied UFOs in the position of stating their views without presenting any hard evidence. Mr. Davis, who now works for Aerospace Corporation, a defense contractor, said he gave a classified briefing to a Defense Department agency as recently as March about retrievals from off-world vehicles not made on this Earth. Mr. Davis said he also gave classified briefings on retrievals of unexplained objects to staff members of the Senate Armed Services Committee on October the 21st, 2019, and to staff members of the Senate Intelligence Committee 2 days later. Committee staff members did not respond to requests for the comment on the issue. Like, he's literally just sat there and said, I've sent people and told people about crash UFOs. Like, just so you're all aware, they're on the planet. Like,
so a message to all the people that have called myself a conspiracy nut for knowing that, for saying that UFOs and aliens are real. There's one word I want to say: vindication.
Like that paragraph, I read that and I was just like, what the fuck? I was like, this dude who has been in these positions and been the guy to sit there and like in front of loads of like government officials be like, they're real, you know? I've seen one. Yeah. There's one in the hangar just over there. It's fucking huge. Like,
I fucking knew it.
Yeah. The dogs can't look up.
Eight legs, six legs.
So many people trying to debunk it already. So the first thing when I said to my pal that found it, and he went, no. He said off-world materials. I was like, no, he doesn't. He said off-world vehicles.
Right.
Like a rock isn't a fucking vehicle, is it? Like it's a vehicle for a like. I don't know.
It is if you're in the Flintstones.
Yeah. But that's unbelievable. Amazing. Like, but it, like you guys are saying, it's so funny to now see people going, well, of course they wouldn't tell us. Like,
yeah.
Fucking that's what we've been trying to tell you.
We know they wouldn't tell us, but we knew it was fucking true.
Right. I've been the fucking weirdo at school that's like, fucking UFOs are real, man, and like bringing in my encyclopedia of the unexplained and being in class and being like, look at this shit, look at this. Bollocks.
We were talking last week, weren't we, about the way that Joe Rogan treats Tom DeLonge on the show. And like,
right,
all right,
terribly.
Granted, Tom DeLonge's just like, I've got it, I just can't show you right now. Whereas Jeremy Corbell has got it and he's just so unprepared. He could show him, but he's just like, it's on my documentary somewhere. Tom DeLonge's like, I have actually got it, but I can't really tell you because we're still kind of classified. I think Tom DeLonge now is like, he's at home watching that episode, like violently masturbating. He's just like, I told you, Joe! I told you!
But what makes me upset about that particular episode, because I remember my friend Ellis text me and he was like, Tom DeLonge's getting on the Joe Rogan podcast. And I remember seeing the podcast come out and it was like, 1 hour and 38 minutes. Yeah. I was like, oh, fucking hell, this is going to be terrible. Like, if it's not 2 hours and a half long, it's not a decent episode.
Yeah, like, Rogan calls it, you can tell. Like, anything under 2 hours, he's called it.
Yeah,
Or it's with someone more famous than him, and that guy has, like the Robert Downey Jr. one. You could tell they wanted to talk longer, but
yes,
he's like, that's it, I've got to go. Like,
I'm Robert Downey Jr., mate. Yeah.
I've got 500 other podcasts to do.
Yeah. I wish he'd given Tom DeLonge like just a little bit more, like,
he's guaranteed to get him back on now. Like, he's gonna be like, oh Tom, man, I'm sorry, dude. Like, I know I made you look like a cock, but can you come back on my podcast? Because your topic's really popular at the moment.
I
get some more numbers.
Algorithm!
I know that you said you had things and you didn't, and you were talking about aliens and this and a parallel dimensions. He was like, no, I'm sorry, I didn't buy it. I was too confused while talking to Eddie Bravo about transdimensional fucking lizards in DMT trips being reality. And but sorry, that thing about like crashed UFOs, it was just a bit too much for me. Like, what a dick. I like Joe Rogan,
really,
but that episode, I was like, you dick, stop.
Yeah.
I was like, you're talking about DMT trips and there being parallel dimensions. But for the fact that Tom sat there and said, they've actually got a vehicle that can bend space-time, that's where you call it quits, Joe. Yeah. What?
And Joe's like, I've got a vehicle that can bend space-time.
Yeah, it really lowered my opinion of Joe. Like, but then, like,
it
obviously,
did.
Joe, he's brought me back round again and, like, but...
Yeah, he's redeemed himself.
It's a bit like alpha male bullying. Like, it was just like, those little looks to the camera, like, rolling his eyes. I'm like, you're a professional. Like, why does Tom not get the respect that fucking Graham Hancock and all that get? Like,
giving
the same respect, because they've got just as much evidence as Tom had. Like,
I mean, you've kind of got to look at it how, like, most people in society would look at it.
Yeah,
Tom
think he's a nutcase.
Well, Tom made his career by making dick jokes into songs and Graham Hancock. And I believe the other guy who was on there, Jared, is it Patterson? Who's, like, borderline racist, who, like, Tommy
Jordan Peterson.
Jordan Peterson, yeah. It's not, like, if they're on Joe Rogan, they're not racist, they're just three thinkers, but, like, the British press and all that, like, just make them into, like,
Nazis.
You know, they tar him into the same brush as that Tommy Robinson or whatever it's called.
Yeah, yeah. yeah. But, like, I felt it was... Sorry, Ben, go ahead.
I was going to say, he's been in the news as well.
A guy that hates immigrants is going to immigrate. Yeah, of course he is.
It's all right, as long as you go into Tenerife or Benidorm, it's fine. Yeah. So if you go anywhere, you go made like...
It's Cabris Fingres! It says exactly the same!
I still think the timing of Tom DeLonge's episode on Joe Rogan was poor timing for To The Stars, because I felt that the relevant time to do it would be when they first released the Tic Tac Gimbal and Go Fast video.
Yeah,
like, I feel like that after that would have been a perfect time for Tom to sit there and be like, we just did this. I've been doing this for... I left Blink because of blah, blah, blah. I did this and fucking boom. Yeah. Instead of turning up and being like, oh, we've got these videos of like proper UFOs. Yeah. Oh, can we see them? No, you're just going to have to trust me on that.
As like, a little nod to our... as a little nod to our To The Stars Academy, because I think we're all in agreement that this is probably going to be big news.
Sure.
I believe Dean said... You said that they were reopening the shareholding for it.
Well, yeah, they've put a on the investment side of the page, there's now a mailing list that you can join to, like, be told as soon as investments are open, or like
I know.
Buy
shares. I bet they're all going like this, rubbing their hands.
This is it, right? I'm not gonna go massive.
I'm gonna buy more motorbikes, and I'm gonna buy
yeah, exactly. I know you guys know, but I bought shares. I bought like I think they at the time. I think they were about $50 each. So I bought
$200.
$200 worth, and every single person I told, they were just like, well, you might as well just fucking flush that down the toilet then, aren't you? I was like, well, I think it's the same as any startup company. Like, you give them shares and, you know, that's it. Like, you just see how it goes. And everyone's like, you got any money back yet? You got any money back yet? Funny thing is, they actually did double pretty much instantly, because they had a really clever way of funneling their... I don't know if you guys have seen the documentary, but they're funneling... They're funneling like 70% of it into aerospace and then 30% into the entertainment. So all the money profit that is made from the entertainment will then be getting split between the shareholders and the aerospace thing. So immediately my shares went up, because they were like, they've been pumping out stuff all the time, like comic books and books, and they're making like a mini series.
Oh, yeah,
and stuff
they're doing
like that.
Yeah, he's doing like a
lot of
shorts.
Well, they got funded for it instantly.
Yeah.
So
he's got like
I got my money back straight away, but I'm keeping it.
He's got a few shorts of Poet Anderson and stuff like that, hasn't he? Like like movies he's making and whatnot.
Yeah. It's really interesting.
You should put a link in there for it. Put a link in the bottom for it, because it's a lot of people still haven't really heard about it. They don't really know what the sort of... And I mean, to be fair, I didn't do a lot of research. I just kind of went, oh, yeah, I've got a spare $200 right now. I'll just throw it at that, see what happens.
I really wish it
was there
really
for so long as well. I did it when I was pissed in Croatia.
I
was just sat on the balcony, like looking at the sky, like, there's definitely something out there.
Take my money.
I just threw it off the balcony.
Yeah,
and it I don't know if I come and collect it.
He didn't get the shares, he threw it off the balcony.
Oh yeah, I just went bah.
Yeah, so UFO. Big UFO disclosure this week, and I think timely, our podcast sort of, I don't know, maybe it is that unconscious, like that kind of, we knew that was the thing to talk about that week.
It was in the radio waves.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
It was literally, the podcast went live, and then it was like, oh, we actually have aliens. Bob Lazar was right.
crop circles in our pubic hair.
It's like nobody cares, though. It's like, pretend, just think, though, this is how it kind of looks to me. Just think, this room is like COVID and Ghislaine Maxwell. This is, to me, is how they gave the news.
I love this. It's cool. I love when Dean does his acting.
Fucking aliens! That's what it looked like to me. Just someone popping their head in and going, yeah, aliens are real.
See ya.
See ya. Just so you know. Well, COVID and Ghislaine Maxwell were going, why are you order?
So, while we're on this subject, I know we said it was going to be a short one. I know we've got a few more things to talk about, but could someone please explain to me, and it's because I don't think I've done much about this research about this debunking side of it. Why is everyone now touting about this fake alien invasion? So everyone's saying now they're doing it to like, they're trying to bring it up to basically make a fake alien invasion so we start building a space force.
Because
Donald Trump's already made the space force. So that has been a
thing that's been going on. Like Eddie Bravo especially has been the one
Project
that's been
Blue
going,
Beam.
Aliens, they're going to bring aliens, it's aliens in kids shows, it's aliens in this, it's aliens in that. Because
yeah, but isn't,
they're
going to
fake
like
an alien invasion.
Isn't that soft, what do they call it, when they say it's releasing something to you slowly so you don't go into shock when it actually happens?
Yeah.
Like that, this seems like, what that was, I feel was more, they were trying to make it so that it, when it does happen, it isn't going to scare the shit out of everyone. That's what they were saying War of the Worlds about, wasn't it?
Yeah,
but
yes.
This, all the fucking lefties, I guess the like super lefties are now saying it's an alien invasion to distract you from the things that are really happening. I.e., it's the same as the people who are COVID-19. It's COVID-19 is to distract you from what's really happening, the paedophiles. And then the paedophiles are to distract you from what's really happening. The fucking, I don't
paedophiles.
Know.
Paedophiles. The bigger
the
paedophiles.
Paedophiles. It's just like a Russian doll of paedophiles. It's just another child inside another child.
Inside a cabinet.
Inside a cabinet that's being fucked by somebody who's rich.
That's my opinion now kind of blending obviously into like the Ghislaine Maxwell and Jeffrey Epstein thing. Like, I find it funny, like suddenly it's like, didn't you know Paul Walker at the time was making a documentary to expose don't get me wrong, all of them, that this whole thing is going on, it's real, most of the elites and most of the celebrities are all paedophiles. But like what's suddenly with all of these celebrities that all were collaborating on this, like, a documentary about, like, paedophilia in Hollywood?
That was the next thing I wanted to say.
Right, like, where did that come from? It was like, oh, who else was, like, oh, Kurt Cobain was doing it as well? Blimey.
Avicii, Bennington, Cornell, Spade. Like, Kate Spade, bag designer, and Chris Cornell and Chester Bennington and Avicii were working on a documentary together, were they?
Of course they were.
With Anthony Bourdain, and Anthony Bourdain was doing it as well, was he? Who else died?
They might have just been at like some super opposite elitist group. They might have just been at the other end.
Fucking
like,
old grannies.
You know, eyes wide. Yeah. Fucking Rooney's in there. That's, Rooney's just like, I knew all along.
Oh my God.
Breaking into care homes and just going,
it's bomb. Oh, no. That's
pin her down. She's not moving anyway.
She's just like,
are you my grandson? Oh,
she's got dementia.
Take my Werther's originals. Just don't hit my face.
Anthony Bourdain still in my medicine.
Werther's originals the other day.
That's too funny. Oh, my
Ollie calls Werther's originals nonce pellets. I've never heard that before. He went, when we were in the van, he's just like, oh, Rich, can I have one of your nonce pellets? And I was just like, what's that? He's like, Werther's originals. So good. I think you need to put like one of those commercial break things in now. You know, like just like a girl with the doll, just like yeah.
OG socks don't cut it. Oh
my God. Oh fuck.
Oh, oh, for mate. Anyone who doesn't know what a Werther's original is.
Oh, yeah.
Someone explain. It's American
like a
listeners
toffee
are
sweet.
Probably like,
it's like caramel. It's like a caramel kind of boiled sweet, isn't it?
That looks like a bar of soap, a very small bar of soap.
That oh my God, pen, that was what. Oh, that was one of the funniest bits I've ever heard.
Oh, nonce pellets.
That was fucking.
Shout out to Ollie Dykes for that one, because I've never heard anyone else call him that.
instead, they're breaking into care.
That's so good.
That would make such a good sketch, though. That would be that'd be fucking superb. Like some like boot, like a bootleg or a budget bloody. Like,
there's only two ends of the spectrum.
Oh my God! Yeah. Like, there would be a great scene where it would build up all of these, like, bootleg-looking Brad Pitt and, like, a Bernardo's version of Margot Robbie or something like that. All these, like, crap lookalikes, and they're building them up, and at the end you think, this, oh, my God, they're going to go and fuck kids, and instead they're just, like, kicking care home front doors in.
You need Let's to do, go, like, Audrey. You need to do, like, a fake voice on your thing, like, in a world where there is no sex in between the years 10 and 80, there is two groups of elitists, Avicii, just about. That'd be funny as fuck.
Oh, God.
Fucking hell. Yes, so, like,
where do we go
people.
From here? Fucking hell.
Wow. I've just got really hot and sweaty by laughing. You know when you're overweight. When you're laughing so much, you start sweating.
Oh, where were we? What?
I don't know, but we've just... I mean, I've peaked. I think that's the best thing that we've ever done.
Because the original thing we were going to talk about was what actually got us into conspiracies, wasn't it? Like, I mean, I think it's a pretty brief one, but I think at the moment, like Ben, I think Ben was saying, wasn't he? He was just like, wasn't you? Saying that everybody's into conspiracy theories now. Like, it's just, because you were saying, we were having a chat before about the COVID-19 thing, about how everybody wants to believe that it's a conspiracy because it's going against their amendments and their rights.
Right, yeah.
Everyone on my Facebook has got an opinion on COVID-19, and there's no one like... I feel like... I don't want to say it's nothing, because I'm like, oh, well, there's clearly something there.
Right.
Because you two have both had it, clearly.
Yeah.
And my mate Di's had it, and it fucked you up, right?
Yes, yeah. It, royally.
Like, fucked you up. But I was in contact with loads of people that have had it, and I never got it. I never get the flu either. It just doesn't affect me. So
yeah, because you drink child's blood.
Exactly.
Oh yeah, adrenochrome.
Well, I've told you that my sofa's from Wayfair, right? Both my sofas are from Wayfair.
I knew it.
Well, I didn't have kids until we got the sofa. They just arrived one day. I was like, oh, it's not a surprise. That's why it cost me 15 grand. That's why it was so fucking expensive.
And they say kids are expensive.
They are.
Stop.
Jesus Christ.
It's not the building monthly cost. It's the initial outlay that's expensive.
Yeah, the deposit.
I can't do this. I can't keep
But if you don't murder them, you have to bring them up. So it's
hit or miss whether the pallet truck guy, the pallet delivery guy kills them or not.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no. Stop. Fuck. Stop.
It's, sorry, yeah.
Carry it's
on,
not
ben,
funny.
Carry on.
Kids are being trafficked. It's not funny. It's
oh,
funny.
We
it's
we
funny.
Haven't spoke about fucking what's her name? That Tegan girl who's going out with John Legend.
She's got kids with John Legend. They've got kids together.
Yeah.
She
went
mad.
I think the initial thing started, didn't it? It was there's nothing like seeing a naked girl doing the splits and then like I'm a naughty girl. I was just and so, the first thing that anyone said, Tasha, who used to be my apprentice. She went, yeah, well, the first language isn't English. I was like, all right, so that's fine. She could say that because she doesn't. English isn't her first language. I was just like,
Have you seen her on Lip Sync? She speaks perfect English.
Does she?
Yeah, she speaks perfect English.
I don't even fucking know who she is. And people are standing up for her saying, yeah, she's just not very good at putting words together. I was just like, yeah,
fuck
that's
off.
Quite apparent. That's very apparent. She had to delete 27,000 comments. 27,000 comments.
Yeah, I do remember seeing that now on Twitter.
I was
she
like,
deleted.
I'm gonna
27,000.
Like 60,000.
Enough deleting like
60,000.
60,000
deleted tweets.
She deleted 60,000 tweets.
10 friends on Instagram.
I haven't done 60,000 tweets.
I don't know how anyone does 27,000 tweets.
60,000 tweets!
All right, How did they do 60,000 tweets when their first language isn't English? Obviously, right. Unless they're doing them in another language.
How is her first language not English? When I've listened to her talk, I thought she was just American.
She is an American. Anyway, this is her excuse for deleting 60,000 tweets. Are you ready? I actually deleted 60,000 tweets because I cannot fucking stand you idiots anymore. And I'm worried for my family. Finding me talking about toddlers and tiaras in 2013 and thinking you're some sort of fucking operative.
So there's a way to alienate your fans.
Yeah. That sounds like someone that knows how to speak English a lot and very fluently.
And this is another one of my arguments was, if you're that famous, you surely have somebody looking after that element of it. Like, pretty sure Donald Trump isn't sat there, shall I write this tweet or shall I just... go on then, press. I think he probably does, but... She definitely looks like she doesn't. Like, they are West. So what was the reason? Did she give a reason why she deleted them? Or is it because they
Because she can't fucking stand you idiots.
Bloody idiots.
You're bloody idiots. Why?
Bloody morons.
Because her husband, for people who don't know who she is, like I didn't, and I still kind of don't, her husband was on Lolita Express. He was on.
And so was she.
Yeah.
And so was she, yeah. John Legend. We're not saying that everybody on Lolita Express had sex with kids, but...
They did. But they did. Yeah. Allegedly.
But they did.
They did.
I'm trying to find...
I can just feel that red laser from that MP5 just, like, burning in my skull right now.
Mate, as you said that, I'm looking at a picture of her with red laser eyes.
No way.
Yeah.
Synchronicities. Synchronicities, man.
Right. I'm just gonna read you one of one of her tweets that was.
I need to get my fucking laptop in front of me. Oh, I have got my laptop in front of me, but you guys are on it, so.
I can't find any of the good ones, seeing kids naked that was like that she loved.
Yeah, and she said she got a nipple on. Basically, she said it made her nipples erect. She put it in stars, which I think means they are erect. How is everything feeling in America at the moment? Because I didn't realise, because of British journalism being so shit, I didn't realise that riots were still happening in America. I thought everyone had just chilled out. Like,
Some teenager got shot in the streets of LA the other day, just because there was some meet up and someone pulled a gun and she got accidentally caught in the crossfire. I saw a video of that on Twitter.
Bloody hell! Well,
that sounds like a really bad synopsis of the new Ice Cube film.
Are we there yet?
Yeah. Are we there yet? 10.
Drive by.
They're going to Mars. They're all just Elon Musk is just sat there like tapping his clock, going, "Where's Ice Cube and the kids?"
Fucking hell.
Falcon 10's waiting.
But they're still reporting these protests, but I haven't watched the news myself much over here, so. I can't really give an accurate response to say, but I do hear that there are riots and shit still happening. Like,
what are they rioting about now? Because it's not the Black Lives Matter thing.
I think it's still Lives Matter. I think.
You see, they've literally just stopped reporting on it over here. Like, it's just, and all
it's
we're getting
gone
is like
it never happened.
It's just gone. Gone. All I'm seeing at the moment is people just posting stuff saying Black Lives Still Matter on Instagram. That's all I'm seeing. Like, there's nothing on the news. There's nothing. Boris Johnson came on today and said, we're probably going to have to go into lockdown again soon because it's spreading around mainland Europe like wildfire. It's spreading.
Apparently,
the economy's going up. And
Florida's cases in total, if they were a country, they'd be fourth on the charts. Like Florida in itself, it's fucking nuts, man.
British News said that they were the epicenter, pretty much the second epicenter. So, like, they were saying Wuhan was the epicenter or whatever.
Yeah, now Florida is.
But Florida is the actual epicenter because it's got the most cases. So,
I'm just looking on BBC News, the least trustworthy broadcaster in the UK for anyone listening in the States.
Because we know Channel 4 is the best.
There's nothing, right? On the news about the States, it's Oldham brings in extra virus measures of Oldham.
Go on, Oldham.
That's basically a village. The Sun acted as judge and jury on Depp, says lawyer. Watchmen leads the way at Emmy nominations.
Wow.
Facebook, Facebook is removes Wiley over Jewish critic abuse. Car used as weapon. Which is a great name. Which is a great band name.
Great band name. Was it Bumblebee?
Yeah. Transformers are real.
Zing. Yeah, great, great, very, very accurate reporting of what is
and then obviously
right now.
They're still bringing up Madeleine McCann, like.
Oh,
like
yeah, they're raiding a house in Hanover, aren't they?
Because, yeah, in an allotment.
I mean, there should be raiding somewhere in Washington, D.C. Address Podesta. But
accurate.
Yeah.
But no, that couldn't then, physically be possible because no one knows who John Podesta is, apparently. But my mum about it, she was like, who's fucking John Podesta? I was like, just some guy who hangs around with Hillary Clinton. Never heard of him. He can't have done it. Oh, but Fox you heard kids. Of that German guy before.
Virgin Galactic set for last key test flight, and Donald Trump Jr. suspended from tweeting.
I've also got shares in Virgin Galactic as well, and they have gone up. They went down rapidly, but they went up pretty quick.
But nothing like any sort of critical news right now. The fact that aliens or UFOs.
Nothing.
Are being
there is nothing about aliens.
Ghislaine Maxwell.
Like, nothing about nonces. It's. There's no nonce.
Nothing about COVID.
It's because everyone who works at the BBC is a nonce.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, sorry. There was COVID, obviously.
Let me just try. What is a reputable news outlet these days? That's the thing. I don't know where to go for news.
My mum always swears on The Independent. She says The Independent is the one. Like, The Express is terrible. The Mail is the worst.
Yeah.
Like, everyone's the British one well, is apparently The Independent. But... I wouldn't. They just seem to all share the same fucking... They're all exactly the same.
So we'll move on from this in a second.
Right.
Because I think it is quite important that we kind of see what is being said. Because the news does not reflect what my Facebook, Twitter and Instagram feeds say.
No.
If you know what I mean. Yeah. Like, you think it would? Right. President to accept Republican nomination in North Carolina as son banned from tweeting. China national security law finished. Hong Kong's autonomy says... See, there's no mention about China or Hong Kong on BBC. That's pretty big news. The WHO war... WHO... What? Not the WHO.
Not the you.
Ah, the WHO. can you imagine?
It's been a long week.
Speaking of paedophiles, Pete Townsend, he was just researching.
Yeah.
I would
for a documentary he was making with Chester Bennington. 10 years in the making.
Yeah, there's going to be a big... Apparently, Spain is going to be... Because everyone's going on their holidays again. It's just going to... Apparently, it's all coming back. But that leads me to what we were saying earlier, because fuck this news thing, because it's boring.
Right.
For the real news, who cares?
Well, no, because none of it's... They don't say anything. It's just... there's more adverts on the front page of this news website than there is news.
Yeah.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Everyone I know who isn't a conspiracy theorist, like just the normies, let's call them normies.
Normies, yep.
Suddenly they're into conspiracy. Like right. Suddenly like this COVID thing's a massive conspiracy because they don't want to wear a mask and they want to go to Ibiza.
I just don't understand that. I still to this day cannot fathom how difficult it is to wear a fucking mask.
Just like, wear one.
It's not a global... I know we're the ones that would be the first to sit there and be like, oh, they're trying to create a new world order and impress us, like, take our freedoms away that we don't have. But, like, suddenly putting a piece of cloth over your mouth when you walk into, like, Target or Walmart or Asda.
Or like, Co-op.
Well, I know, I like doing that. You won't get me, you lizard bastards. David Icke was right. Like, oh, shit. Just put a fucking mask on, dude.
I'm the first person to be like, to I don't want to fucking wear a mask because yeah. I have to wear it. And I'm getting people, like my friends messaging me like, what are you wearing in your tattoo shop? And I'm like, I'm just wearing a mask and my glasses. They're like, oh, we've been told we have to wear mask, glasses, apron, arm sheaths, like chain mail, knee pads.
Chain mail.
Hockey pants. Yeah, the only PPE I've been wearing a cup, in America they call them jock straps, right?
Jock straps,
jock strap.
Well, but yeah, judging by the state of the UK's tattoo industry, you should be wearing a chastity belt to prove that you're not
a
sex offender.
Yeah, that's a crazy one. Yeah, so if you read the government website, it basically says you don't have to wear these, but you do to protect yourself and your customer. But if you do wear this stuff, your customer doesn't have to wear it. And I'm like, right, but there's other customers in the shop. They're like, yeah, they have to wear it if your tattooist isn't wearing it, but they also have to be more than a meter apart. I'm like, yeah, but it's okay. I got put on a table in a bar the other night, right? And I was sat basically on a girl's lap who I wasn't with. Like, yeah. Because there was only three of us and the tables were probably for like seven people. So I'm like, but I'm not allowed to sit somebody for like next to somebody for 7 hours and tattoo them. I have to wear a face shield, which doesn't cover my mouth at all. And there's, I sing all the time while I'm tattooing. There was just spit all over it. Like, and it's like dripping down the mask.
That's why you have to wear a mask all year round, no matter what.
Yeah. I'm like Hannibal Lecter just being rolled in. But there's like a sign on that door that says, knock and wait for your artist to come and receive you. And then I can just imagine someone rolling me out on like a plank of wood with like my mask. Hello, Clarice.
I'm ready to receive you.
Tell me, Clarice, did your father not love you?
That's what I said to all my customers.
It's,
because obviously, again, here's another one, actually. Has anyone seen the picture of Clinton kissing the mayor of New York's daughter?
No.
From years ago.
Oh, shit. And then they show you what she does now.
And then she's just got a couple of tattoos and everyone's like, tattoos are obviously for the unclean and the like.
She does look fucked up. She looks
like she smoked crack, but...
Yeah. Who's this?
The mayor of... New York.
Is it the mayor of New York?
Or someone like that. I'll find it. Mm. It's on the Truth. What? Is it the Truth?
It's on Truth Hunters, which they're losing their credibility at like 100 miles an hour because they post one amazing thing, which seems pretty relevant, and then they'll just go and post something completely fucking worse.
Are you talking about the Truth on Instagram?
Yeah.
Truth Hunters, yeah.
I'm trying to look for it now.
But just for people listening who aren't watching the video or have any access to the links, it's basically Bill Clinton caressing a girl, a young girl at the time, with the mayor of New York.
It's Billy. It's what Billy does. It's Billy's thing.
So it basically says in the next following pictures, there's just this girl on the subway with loads of shit tattoos, and they're all like, this is what child molestation does to you. If that's the case, I have been fucked. Like, there is so...
It's gone. It's not on their site anymore.
No, I was going to say, yeah, it's gone.
Fucking hell.
Yeah, I would need
this
to
is
find
the thing,
that, man.
And because no one can find it, it's just be like, well, you're obviously making it up. I'm like, oh, yeah, I just made it up. I made two random people I've never heard of before up in my mind. I made a backstory. Like, I should be writing for a Mills and Boone book.
It's, yeah, I mean,
can't even remember
that Truth Hunters, you should, if anyone's like, likes the comedy side of like conspiracy theories where it's just like super far-fetched stuff, that's the stuff I really like.
It's so absurdly outrageous.
It's absurd. It's crazy. That's for me exciting. It's fun to read it and I love to share it. Definitely follow Truth Hunters.
That's it, but I found another one called alien-star.org. Like, I remember seeing something in a conspiracy.
Clutching at straws of the website there. Like, the only website we could get is alien-stars.org. Buy it.
Right.
And you buy go it.
You go to this, like, and it's like a proper news site for, like, the unexplained and conspiracy theories. And one of the article titles here is The Striking Day Nikola Tesla Was Contacted by Aliens from Mars and Venus. Like, it's NASA's one... Where is it? Hold on. How are 15 celebrities that prove time travel exists?
Nicolas Cage. Brilliant. He's the first one of all of them, yeah.
The Nicolas Cage one is fucking brilliant.
Like, the title's here. Many citizens of this Russian city, Krasnodar, witnessed a 23-foot-tall aliens get off of a UFO. Like, the titles are like...
Not just get off.
I've got another good one. Right, as this is like the freeform like episode, definitely follow sidestream.news as well. That's a great one.
There's a picture
on that one, sidestream.news. Tom Hanks with an ankle, like a lot, like an ankle scanner thing. You know, the things they give to criminals.
Asbo.
Oh, right. Yeah.
An Asbo ankle.
Yeah.
What's that on your ankle, Tom?
They call it a council estate.
Tracking device. Pedo ankle locks.
Have you seen that thing about Tom Hanks that he's now got citizenship in Greece and he's a picture of him holding his passport?
Yeah.
Because they have extradition rights in Greece that don't apply, similar to Russia. So, you know, like Edward Snowden went there and whatnot. And Tom Hanks is just holding his passport with Rita Wilson. So,
That's crazy.
That was a new one.
Tanks, but no tanks.
Why are they suddenly Greek citizens?
Like, well, he's
but the first
thing he's a child molester.
First thing they said was he's quite obviously not wearing a I can't remember the name of them. It's like a location device, isn't it? Like it basically explodes when you leave your house house Wi-Fi.
If you watch Ant-Man 2. Ant-Man and the Wasp, he's wearing one.
Is he?
Yeah, he wears it. That's part of the thing. He's wearing a thing, and they have the ant wearing the tracking device, whatever it is.
I swear Peter Weller was in a movie like that, where he was in a prison.
RoboCop.
No, not
RoboCop. He was in a prison. Android prison.
The answer for every question you don't know. I swear he was in a movie where he was a prisoner inside like a prison, obviously, but these things around the prisoners' necks would explode if they go over like a line or something like that. That's in Total Recall as well. Jeez.
And
like...
Suicide Squad. Suicide Squad.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
When the guy, what's he called? Captain Noose. Oh, Slipknot. Is he called Slipknot?
Oh, I don't know.
Slipknot flies away
slingshot,
and then just blows off.
Sharp That's shot. I don't
whatever.
Know.
There's a terrible film.
So I'm still looking at Instagram because you know there's a picture of Joe Biden eating his granddaughter's head.
What?
Right. If this is her head, he's doing this. and his grandson's going.
Oh my god! Just for people who are who's listening, Ben's just kind of filleting his microphone. You can't see it on the audio waves.
Oh man.
Sorry. What else has been going on this week?
I just need to read the title of this one article here. Sorry, last one.
I hope it's the one I'm reading.
new discovered ancient Egyptian papyrus confirms the existence of reptilian beings on Earth. It confirms.
They drew a snake, didn't they? They just drew a snake.
Yeah, of course they did, yeah.
Here's my favourite one. Every tattooist now draws a snake on everything.
The one that you did on me.
I said every hipster tattooist now. I was hipster before it was cool, Ben. You know that.
No, that's too much. I've just poured too much, sorry.
Well, you might as well finish it and then we can just...
this is my favourite one and then we'll move on to something else because we need to end soon, I'm sure. Theories suggest that Bill and Melinda Gates actually died in 2013 and were replaced by clones. Don't know about you, but Melinda sure does look like a completely different person.
Oh, no.
But I am not sure enough.
Shit! I've completely forgot. I completely forgot about the big one this week. The video of Mark Zuckerberg in his house. And it looks like he's a cyborg with a fake head on.
Oh, the white face when he's on his foil, on his e-foil. Oh, and he's got the sun cream on.
He literally looks like when, you know, in Bill and Ted 2 where they like pull their mouths open and he's just and he's like, he's just got this flappy rubber neck and it's like, come on, fucking lift your shirt over your collar. Oh my god.
And why is he so fucked up?
Also,
he is a fucking Melinda alien, Gates? Man. Bill Gates' wife?
Or that was Hillary.
Hillary Gates!
Sue!
Straight over my head again. I just don't get these. Fucking Bill
Gates. Hillary Gates. They're all the same.
Bill S. Preston Esquire. Fucking hell.
They're all nonces. Zuckerberg's neck, man.
Yeah. Is it because it's moving in like a weird way or something?
He looks like
an android though, doesn't he?
Yeah.
He looks like Data from Next Generation.
And what's his name from the Alien? The guy with the stomach.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Can't remember his name, but
no, he looks a bit like Fassbender in Prometheus as well.
Yeah.
Yes, he does. Yes.
There's something creepy about that guy anyway.
Have we chatted about the fact that they've removed the Facebook also removed the WHO meeting, not the
Breitbart one. They removed the Breitbart one, didn't they?
Why did they get rid of it?
Because it's
it was telling everyone the truth.
Well, what was it exactly?
Because it's against their public safety guidelines, misinformation.
It was a video, did you say?
It was a live stream of Breitbart live stream.
Doctors.
Yeah, it was called the White Coat Summit. So it's doctors loads of doctors talking about how COVID-19 is not what people are saying it is, and how lockdown was a bad idea.
Whoa.
How it's been it may be saving lives, but it's actually making people's life worse.
Yeah.
So sexual assault, child abuse, suicide, stuff like that has
all
gone up
through the roof.
The roof. So more people have died because of lockdown.
Right, over COVID. Yeah,
over COVID because of these. That's what they're saying, but obviously Facebook and Twitter have gone.
Yeah, sound like something David Icke would like be spouting out. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Joe Rogan pushed on it at one point when he was interviewing a doctor guy. I can't remember his name, but he said that it gets to a point where the economy, they gauge economy on points, and they gauge the COVID thing on points, and they said that it's starting to become, for every one person who has COVID, three people are still dying because the economy is...
Right, yeah,
The economy is bad. And he said at the moment it's like 7-1. So he said people are killing themselves. I don't know if any of you guys follow Shiloh Groom from He Is Legend. He's really on the kind of liberal side of everything, but he's just saying, can't go back to my bar job, can't work. I think he helps in a church band. and he can't do something else, what am I expected to do now? And his unemployment checks run out because obviously nowhere's open. And they're like, he's writing about them all and he's just like, yeah, nowhere. This is the thing, like in America, we don't know this, but everywhere in America is like pretty much like just closed down. Or closed down because of rioting and stuff.
Right, yeah.
So
yeah.
I mean, we're all right because we got like a little slip, a little like, you know, a bit of pocket money from him and it kept us going, but.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, bit of a weird one. Very weird one. And it's he also put up a chart about American deaths on like a map.
Okay.
And it was more of like, it wasn't areas, it was just like a percentage map, but it was all of America and each dot was 100,000 people. And it was like, it was barely even California. So they're like, and the people who had died was probably barely even a city. Like it was like, it was so
That's
small.
Fucking crazy.
Just really, really interesting. I'll try and find it, but.
Yeah, yeah, do so, man.
He put it up last night, so it might be off his story.
I'll be interested to see that.
But also as well, going back onto the summit thing that they deleted, apparently there were a lot of them, independent people who were tweeting, a lot of them were talking about how the thing that Donald Trump's been touting about.
Hydroxychloroquine.
A mass majority of them were saying that it is proven to significantly help the effects of COVID-19. And apparently, this is what people are saying on Twitter. Apparently, as soon as they started mentioning that, that's when all the live feeds went down and that's where all the people's Twitter accounts were being banned. This was like earlier on today. So
I've got to watch this, dude. This sounds like...
Yeah, it's on YouTube still, on Breitbart's YouTube. I watched some of the clips and it's like... this guy's going, look, the cases doesn't mean people sick. Cases is just people that are testing positive. So I probably would have tested positive because I was around so many people that actually got it and were sick.
Yeah.
But I didn't get it. So they would have classed me and probably the wife and the kids as cases. Even though we didn't go to hospital, we didn't get sick. But because we tested positive, we would have been
a huge oversight then, yeah.
Yeah, and that's where the numbers are so higher, and they're like 400 more reported cases. But that could be someone going, that could be someone getting tested, going, yeah, you tested positive, but you're not ill. Like, so that's what they're saying. I mean, I don't know. I'm not a scientist. I don't know anything. But
that's what
I'm gathering from. But he said that the effect is like we said earlier, like the effect it's having on the people that are having to be stuck in quarantine or lockdown.
Yeah.
It's just crazy. It's really not good.
Because it's essentially quelling like the future, isn't it? Like obviously the people vulnerable are mostly old. So like it's awful, but they're going to die in the next 10, 20 years. I'm not saying like just let them die, but you've got to think about all the kids who aren't, you know, Donald Trump has said, Donald Trump came out with something and it just got completely like blanketed. He said that he is trying to move, to pass a movement where that all the money that should be going, all the money to reinvent schools should be going to the parents. And he's trying to pass a bill to do that. And it immediately just got shot down. Like, that's ridiculous. I'm like, yeah, but homeschooling might be the future now. So all that money that was going into it, like, it's going into making new fucking tennis courts and new computers. But if there's no school to go back to, like, the fucking money should
What's
be going
the point?
To the parents. Yeah. And people people are just commenting on him, like, absolutely shooting him down. And I'm like, by any means, I aren't a fucking Trump guy. But a lot of the shit he says is
that's
like...
That's logical sense.
Yeah, exactly. And people are, even like all of them, like all the lefties are just like, just because they don't like him, they're just to disagree with everything he has to say, even if it benefits him. It's like cutting your nose off to spite your face.
There's
it's
people
bullshit.
The problem with Trump is obviously like I don't agree with everything he says, but I also don't get to hear all of what he says because I just hear the look how stupid this man is. Look at the stupid thing this man said.
Look at how his chin wobbles.
Yeah. Look how he says Jada. We got great numbers. We got great numbers. The greatest numbers. We are the greatest. Dr. Jada.
But you can't deny he's funny as fuck, though,
isn't he? He's so funny. He is, no matter what anyone says Trump is the funniest president ever.
Yeah. They should knock all of their faces off Mount Rushmore and just replace it with like one big head of his.
Just him doing that.
Because he's fucking hilarious.
Yeah. Just that. Just
yeah. Remove the three
greatest,
heads either side.
Greatest man in greatest
just two big hands.
Guy. I am the greatest.
Two hands.
And they could be the tunnels for all the UFOs to fly out of.
I know a lot about this. I know more than they thought.
And chiseled very, very tiny next to his mouth, it just says Chania.
Jada.
Just like ever so discreetly.
Or they should just pay an RAF guy just to write it in the sky all the time in like chemtrails. It's like China! Like constantly in one big
way.
Oh,
just pay him all day. They just have to replace the flight guy every day because his G-forces just fucks him up.
What kind of made me kind of... Because before this one thing, I used to think he's a fucking idiot. Like, what, you know, can't wait for him to be gone. He's not any good. Until that time when he was like, he was doing a press conference and some woman asked him a question, like journalist, and he went, "You should ask China." But it was his answer he'd given to every single person about this COVID thing, right? And she went, "Why did you say that specifically to me?" Because she's like mixed race. She was like from Asian descent.
Right.
He was like, "I didn't say it to you. I just said ask China." And she was she was trying to make him out to be a racist.
He said it to everybody. I saw the same thing.
And it's
because the footage is so fucking shaky as well. It's just like, yeah, well, if you actually listen, he's not saying China here. And he's like, shut up. He's like, he's shooting all the fucking journalists down by saying the same thing.
Yeah.
And then she's just like, sorry, can you just say that again, but with a little bit more, you know, like, and he's just like, ah, China. Absolute,
Racist. I just really don't get it. Like, it's a really weird one because I try and get both sides of the story on my Instagram.
Yeah, and that's...
So I follow like Q, or whatever those Q and non things.
Yeah.
I follow like Unfiltered Politics or whatever it's called, like just some of the really far, not even far right, because they're quite liberal in the things they say.
Right,
like,
yeah, but
they like
because it's alternative news though. It's right
exactly,
wing.
But they're like Trump actually is doing some good, and no one wants to admit that Trump is doing some good.
Yeah.
No one that I speak to wants to admit he's doing some good. But then when you say like someone who sparks the numbers, like he's done this, he's called out all these pedophiles, his human trafficking is down, like things like that. They're like, yeah, but he says Jada funny.
Oh, he's still a wanker though.
Yeah.
And I think he's a wanker, and I think I don't think he's a good guy. I think he's a bad guy.
Yeah.
But like he's no worse than Obama, Clinton, George fucking Bush, who is now somehow like cute George, you know, old little George. Oh, he's a fucking warmonger.
Oh, look at him. He loves burritos.
Oh, he loves it. And tackles, he does little paintings. Oh, let's all look at George Bush's paintings. He's so good at painting. He's like Britney fucking Spears.
So like, with regards to Trump still and stuff, like talking about like how
the one
thing that popped out to me once when I saw it was all these people were like sharing an article and they were like, Trump thinks the moon's part of Mars. And I was like, what? And I looked and did this article. But when you read it, it was he had said that the moon was a stopping point on our mission in colonizing Mars. But like the title of the thing was just like, look at this twat. He thinks the moon's part of Mars. But it was the moon is part of the Mars journey in saying that we need to colonize on the moon to use it as a fueling station to get to Mars. And it was like, I read that and I was like, I think the guy's a dick. And I was like, but that is.
That makes perfect sense because you've got to get out of the atmosphere, which is going to burn all your fuel. So you get out of the atmosphere to get to the moon. Then refuel for a long haul journey to Mars. That makes perfect sense.
And I looked at the article and I was just like, you absolute cunts. You absolutely managed to spin that. Like,
have you guys seen the conspiracy theory? So the concept that the word conspiracy was made to basically undermine people with alternative thinking. It's I think you can watch it on YouTube, but if not, it's if you just type in conspiracy.
Sounds like reverse psychology almost.
So basically, the concept of conspiracy was I think the word was only like really not invented, but only used for what we talk about it in like the 40s or 50s.
Well, yeah, I was just about to say after Roswell.
I think it was around the Cold War area, but I feel it might have been a little bit before that. But
right.
The idea that like now everyone just goes fake news, and there's that website Nopes, is it called?
Snopes. Snopes gets debunked all the time anyway.
Yeah,
it's run by a guy and his prostitute
one
wife.
Fact check. Yeah, exactly. But this is the thing, like
they've only got one fact checker. Snopes has one fact checker. One person checking fact checkers.
One guy.
One girl.
I mean, we can't even fact check, and there's three of us.
We don't fact check.
We just kind of go, I think it happened. Oh, well, we'll back that off. Talk about
it
later.
I think, I think by
check
law.
Out the Discord.
By law, we should have a disclaimer saying none of, like, these thoughts are no one's.
Yeah. No.
Well, we got our fact check box, didn't we? Whether it actually gets. Just,
oh, yeah, we got a fact check box, guys.
Is that a big thing?
We got I think
it is because someone's acknowledging that you might be talking shit. Someone at YouTube's going, these guys are onto us. Everybody go and tick the box and say it's false.
Oh, fucking hell.
But yeah, the idea now that fake news is the big one. So like people have to watch out for the word fake news, hashtag fake news. So right. Like now, anybody harps the word conspiracy, it immediately makes your brain go,
Jada.
Oh, there is a conspiracy. Yeah, Jada.
You're fake news.
There is a conspiracy. Yeah, exactly. So it's like, you know, at what point, like my mum said the other day, I always go back to my mum, I don't know why, but she always says, well, if the world was how bad as you say it was, everything would be a conspiracy. I was like, it wouldn't fucking surprise me because I think in future episodes we're going to be talking about like the idea that we're not in a real reality and like an alternative reality, which is
simulation theory.
And I keep saying to her, I was just like, "Yeah, well, if this idea comes around, none of it's real." And she's like, "Ah, I don't get what you're on about. I'll carry on oblivious." She genuinely don't care, but. This whole episode was meant to be talking about why we got into conspiracies, and we'll have to make another one. We'll have to do another episode, won't we?
But, yeah, yeah.
It's just crazy how.
But there's so much going on, like conspiracy. Like I say, conspiracy, but then like it's like all of us, like all three of us, have been into conspiracies for as long as I've known you, Dean, and as long as I've known you, JJ. It's always been like, have you seen this one? Have you seen this one? This one's brilliant. Look at this one. It seems today, like in the last couple of weeks,
like trading cards.
Yeah, but in the last couple of weeks, it's like just tick boxing. Like that one's true. That one's true. That one's true.
Got.
You're right. Right.
That's it. Wrong.
Like, that's all true. It seems like, and it's just us going, well, we've been saying it all along. Like,
do you think that there might be like, so that what I was talking about before with the idea that it was placed in there to make people like as a distraction technique. So the conspiracy, like let everyone else make up the false news and then we'll actually work on the real news.
Right.
Do you think now they might just be doing it like to just completely mindfuck everybody? Like what's the weirdest thing we can do? Yeah. Tell people that you can buy children's in cabinets.
Yeah.
And
oh no!
The fact that the
UFOs
president
are real.
Bites people,
or yeah, is it?
Yeah, UFOs.
Are we going to get into? Are we into the realm of tulpas? And if you think it, if enough people think it, then it becomes reality. Are we into that
hive mind?
And if we are in a simulation theory, if we are in a simulation, are we the AI that's becoming fucking self-aware
and we're putting
those thoughts into reality because we are now the. We are that close.
We're the coders.
We're the coders. Coding
the system.
We are now that powerful that we are.
Oh, God, I don't like this.
There's so many people on the same... we're all on the same wavelength now, and there's so many people, and we're all either players in the game or we are the, like, non-players. We are the... We could be the characters that have become sentient. You know what I mean? Like, we've come alive.
Oh, my God.
We are the Neos. Like oh, my God.
We have to do this.
This has got to be the next topic. That's got to be the next topic.
And for people who don't know what we're talking about, it's basically like the idea of the game The Sims. So you
yeah, but
control
I'm just blowing my own mind.
But then all the characters have kind of got their own little quirks.
But that to me, seems quite... weird that suddenly all these things that, I mean, unless there's no smoke without fire,
Well, the way I look at it is when Elon Musk was asked by Joe Rogan on his podcast, he actually took a moment to think about it.
Yeah.
If Elon Musk sits there and's like, are we living in a simulation? Instead of one of the world's smartest people at the moment going, stop talking shit.
On his TED Talks. Right,
and he was like,
On his TED Talks, like, he basically says, is it like 125,000 or 125 million, I think it was, chance that we aren't, is it? A one in 125 million chance that we aren't in a simulation. I was just that's a pretty high statistic.
Yeah,
and I'm just like, how the fuck did he pull that number out of thin air?
Yeah, because he said it's
125 million.
There's more chance of us being a simulation than actually being alive on this planet. So
yeah, that's what. And it was something high.
That's not a small number.
And it's something you've worked out. You don't just work it out in your head, going, well, it's like Drake's equation of the universe. So now they've worked out that Drake's equation, when he actually made it, is like, I think it's added like another 5 zeros on, which is up like another fivefold. So Drake's theory is obviously, I think it's got like 10 zeros. So it's the Drake's theory specifically is working out how many habitable planets there would be in a universe. And when he originally did it, it had 10 zeros. I think now it's got like 15 or 13 zeros. Because we've discovered new things.
New planets and shit, right?
Did you see this, right? I don't know if this is it's probably not a good note to end on, but did you see that how the human mind works? And it's never something I've really thought of, but 1 million seconds is 11 days. 1 billion seconds is 34 and a half years.
What does that mean?
So, adding a zero to something is a matter of, like, you know, for each of
just a different way of looking at it.
Yeah, so one
billion. Oh my God, I'm over a billion seconds old!
No, sorry, just...
That's...
Yes, but 1 million seconds is 11 days. 1 billion seconds is 34 and a half years.
It's hurting my fragile little mind.
And I was just like, the meme that I saw was to do with money, but then when you actually think about Drake's theory, adding like 4 zeros or even 1 zero to the end,
that's scary.
That's basically added the possibility of probably like another 400 or 500 planets. Like, I'm not a mathematician, but another 400 or 500 habitable planets.
Yeah, like Earths. So,
yeah, exactly.
Fuck.
And the idea that we are not alone is like, the idea that we are alone to some people is just like, well, it's obvious we're alone, isn't it? They haven't come here. I'm like, have you seen the fucking state of this planet? Are you surprised? Yeah. You know what I mean?
Pedos everywhere.
I just thought that was really interesting. Like, it was just something that blew my mind. And even though it's not conspiracy, it's just mind. Maths. But yeah, Drake's theory is fucking mental.
Yeah.
There was another one that I put in the Discord. And if you haven't signed up for the Discord, the link is in the description below. Along with the link to ogsocks.co.uk with the promo code NAC.
NAC.
When was it? It was a long time ago. It was in Future Topics. It was... so
a galaxy far, far away?
It was. This is well before Full Cabal, which, Dean, we need to talk about that quickly as well before we end. Your thoughts on that, because you did not like it. Right.
I haven't finished it all yet. I got 103 minutes into it because I was watching it on BitChute, I think.
Finished it all yet?
No.
You haven't finished it all?
Yeah.
You think pedophiles are real? Like, the Fermi paradox.
Everything up until that point that I've watched is just hearsay. The only thing that I was caught on in the Fall of Kabul documentary, which is like, if for the listeners as well, it's a documentary about like how the whole world is fucking you, basically. It's like Zeitgeist it's like watching Zeitgeist for the first time. Anyway, she shows pictures of like the caravan moving from like, what was it, like Honduras or something, the bottom south of Mexico to the Texan border or something like that, the American border.
And that was great.
The pictures of that made a lot of sense. I was like, these people are walking for 45 miles a day, every day, and they all look really clean. Like, and they're
yeah, just to clarify, great. Not caravans, what we would know in England, not like a caravan.
Oh no, yeah, it's a large that you would group live in. Of people walking.
Yeah, yeah, like a, yeah, a convoy of people.
Yeah, they all look. Everything about that was very, very convincing. However, everything else was all like, oh, this person owns this company that is responsible for trafficking children, and all it did was like show which a picture of the person and the company name. And
yeah, I was it had no like, relevance well, to anything.
Yeah, I was like,
it?
Well, was, I don't know who that guy is or who what that company is. Are you going to show me anything? Oh, no, we're just going to move on to the next conspiracy.
Moving on okay. to the next paedophile.
Like, I was just like a bit like, that kind of is a load of shit. Like, you haven't given me any proof. You've just like, this guy.
Shill! Paedophile, yeah. Shill! Shill!
I liked on Falkabal how the caravan convoy or human, like the big conga, they all had like... They all had like coloured wristbands.
Yeah, bands.
Yeah.
They all had
about?
Wristbands.
Yeah.
It was basically to identify them as weird. Where they were like, oh, this little girl needs to be in this shot. And they grabbed her away from her family. And then like, there's a cameraman. And then she's like crying her eyes out. But then there's just like three cameramen filming
I liked
her.
I like that. It was quite good actually because they had like three shots of the woman. And then they cut to a shot of the cat... photographer taking a picture of him and everyone else is just standing there like this
and yeah going,
and then with the dude throwing like a tear gas just laughing like lol yeah watch this
like you do in a music video shoot you're basically yeah. waiting for everyone else to get their shit done and then yeah. you fucking get in there and you like you know rock out
yeah
fucking
yeah that caravan
seekers.
Bit was convincing everything else that I've seen so far I'm just like you've got no evidence for it I want to see evidence and yeah. I'm
Falkabal doesn't get too into adrenochrome though. Fuck me.
No, but like I'm
adrenochrome? They drink the blood? Oh, they want yeah. to drink their blood?
Oh well, I'll definitely be checking it out after this. I need to get it finished.
I had a few comments on the Discord about how good mine and JJ's impression was, which is enough. That was enough for me to go, I don't need to watch it ever again. No, no.
Yeah. We should just quit now. Let's just put that one on. We'll just release that every week.
The funniest moment ever in the podcast on episode 5, which was the opposite to paedophiles, which I think, hands down, funniest thing we've ever done.
That was the funniest thing you've ever said, man.
Funniest thing I've ever said. But
back and this week's acting with Dean's curtain. I like that.
Dean's
we've got aliens. Bye.
So.
UFOs, man.
I guess we should wrap it up now. We've done a fair bit more than I thought we were going to do, to be honest.
But another episode, we will talk about like the conspiracies that got us into conspiracies.
Next time we haven't prepared anything, we'll do that one.
There we go.
Simulation theory next then, I guess.
Absolutely.
I'll blow my own mind. I think simulation theory is really interesting.
I'm looking forward to researching this one, definitely, without a doubt.
It's quite a compelling subject, right?
It's scary as far as I'm concerned. When people talk about like parallel dimensions, and I remember hearing a scientist in like an interview explaining the idea of parallel dimensions, and in saying he used Super Mario as an example. Super Mario is aware of the in Mario Brothers, he's aware of the second dimension because he can only travel left, right, up and down on like a flat plane. It was like, we see the third dimension. And he was like, we can't see the fourth dimension. That's the parallel. That's the idea where the idea lies for parallel like dimensions because it's in a completely different like 4D, which we can't.
Yeah,
like we can't see the concept of it, but you can see the concept of Mario not understanding the third dimension, like and that fucking that like I was just like, no, I don't like that. I was like, I don't want that to exist.
But that gets into dimensions. That's like a whole nother.
Yeah, I was like, I hate the idea. I hate knowing that I understand the point behind that.
We should bring Joe Rogan and see if he's got any DMT for that episode. And one of us should just be the test subject. And I'm gonna put my hand up.
I've done DMT in a squat in Bournemouth, and it was the most amazing thing that's ever happened. It's changed my life, like literally.
I have a different experience. But
really, it made me a better person. It made me.
It didn't make me a bad person.
It did not. Since that day.
It made me want to claw my brains out for like a week.
Since the day I've done DMT, I've become a more considerate, less selfish, less egomaniacal person. And that's great. Plus, we could do mushrooms for simulation theory.
I think we should all do it. Imagine how wild that episode will be.
Sitting there just going,
it just feels just like laughing.
I'm in the PC,
or
man.
Screaming.
Walking around your computer so it looks like a Mario simulation. Like you're just like, just like jumping up and down on pipes.
Oh, turtles coming in everywhere.
Oh my god.
I just want to give a description of what the Fermi paradox is before we tune out.
Isn't that the idea that if so, the Fermi paradox is, you will it.
No, the Fermi paradox is if there are so many suns and solar systems like our own, why haven't we been visited by aliens? And there's loads of different reasons why it could be, and that's the Fermi paradox, is that either they know something we don't, they see us as a lesser, and they don't want to visit us, but they have now. Right. So the Fermi paradox is completely out the window because apparently UFOs have visited. So ignore that. The Fermi paradox is proven wrong.
It's a load of bollocks.
Oh, and that's the name of the episode. Fuck the Fermi paradox, I guess.
Yeah, everyone's going to tune in for like a super educational podcast, and they're just going to be like, zoom right to the end. Fuck the Fermi paradox. Bullshit, we've been visited by aliens. There's aliens.
There's aliens.
So I guess that wraps it up, right? Let's thank our sponsors, shall we?
OG Socks.
OGSocks.co.uk. Have burgers on your feet or a donut.
20% off with code NAC.
They've got plenty of other designs as well. Cool gangster designs and
pizzas for you paedophiles out there.
Yeah. Bye. They got pizza ones specifically, but pizza.
Werther's original ones for all you granny lovers.
Non-spellets.
You know, we were talking about if we were to make an OG sock, it should be like an all CNI. It definitely has to be a Werther's original now.
Yeah, but it has to say non-spellets on it.
Non-spellets. Just on the bottom.
I'm gonna piss myself.
Thank you so much for tuning in. Make sure you join the Discord. Follow us on Twitter, which is at another con. Though I'm firmly thinking about getting rid of Twitter because they are wankers. And on Instagram, not another conspiracy. Thank you, JJ.
That's it.
Thanks, mate.
And thank you, Dean.
Guys.
Thank you, guys.
Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself.
He didn't. Neither did Jelaine Maxwell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what happens. When it comes to it.
In the
thing. Oh, maybe they did. Oh! So in the back, there is
a light brown jacket.
Cool story.
Without the first, we definitely won't be the last. We'd like to.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen,
premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.